Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Saturday Nation, it's Sam Crowley. What is up? What is up? What is up? What is up? Let's close out the last official week of July with a bang, baby. It is the last Friday of this month, of this year, in the seventh month of the year, July. It's been a great month for me. I wonder what it's been like for you. I wonder if you realized a significant increase in business, in happiness, in momentum. Man, momentum is so unbelievably awesome. I want to talk about confidence, though, baby. I want to talk about how do we get confidence. I posted inside of our Everyday Saturday group on Facebook. You're more than welcome to join. Just go to Sam Crowley's group of dreamers, doers, and entrepreneurs on Facebook. You will see it there. Click to join. We will lovingly bring you in. Add some value. Put a post in there. You're happy to be there. And tell us a little bit about yourself, how you found the show, what your Saturday looks like, all that good stuff. Today, I posted about one of my coaching clients, Katie, who is experiencing significant growth and breakthroughs. I almost said grapefruit. I'm not sure what is happening with the old Everyday Saturday tongue right now, but breakthrough. Katie's experiencing breakthroughs because she is gaining confidence. And confidence as a speaker, as a podcaster, confidence with her message. And, you know, I'm not sharing a lot about the one-on-one coaching that I do because all of my clients are their private coaching clients. That word private means a lot to me. So unless they give me permission to actually share exactly what we talk about, let's just say that Katie's experiencing some really awesome breakthrough as it relates to confidence. So how do you gain confidence? Maybe you're shaky right now. Maybe you don't have a lot of confidence in certain areas of life or your business. And, hey, man, I've been there. Been there many times. What always cracked the code for me, what always allowed me to experience the same type of breakthrough I talked about with Katie inside of our Facebook group today, was repetition. Repetition decreases resistance, and doing something for the first time is always scary. Let me just share my own experience, and you can relate to this, whatever it is that you do for a living. But when I first started speaking, man, let me tell you what I never did and what I always made sure I did, those two things. When I first started speaking, I mean, I was as scared as a kitty in a lightning storm, man. Let me tell you something. I don't know what the hell I was doing. I'm an ex-stutter, so that was always in the back of my mind, sounding like Porky Pig, and like, oh, you know, what am I going to do? And so when I first started speaking here locally in the greater Cincinnati area, it even started before I quit my job. I would speak in front of the group of the sales reps that where I was working. I would always volunteer to do presentations. And there's a couple groups of people that listen to presentations, especially amongst your peer group. And this all it has to do with age too. I mean, look, if you're like me, I was doing this stuff in my late 20s and early 30s, so yeah, the guys laugh at you, and some of the older individuals, older now being defined as, you know, 40s. My God, I used to be 40. Wish I was still 40. Almost 50 now. But I look back at the 40-year-olds as old, ancient. And isn't that funny? Isn't that hilarious how we go through life? I mean, my mom was 50. I thought literally she was a dinosaur. I mean, I thought she was just here when they created the earth. And now that I'm almost 50, I'm like, come on, man. I feel amazing. Sorry, Mom. Didn't mean to look at you like that when you were 50. But when I was speaking and the peers were 20-year-old kids, sure, they'd laugh at you. But here's what I never did, and this is one of the things. There's two key components to gaining confidence. This is something that you never do, all right? Never share your message, your dream, your thoughts, or anything with people who are not going to support you. Now, that's different than people that are going to give you feedback, because you definitely want people to tell you what you need to hear, not just what you want to hear. But never, ever, ever give a speech, a presentation, anything like that in front of a group of douchebags who are only there to cut you down, steal your dream, be a sniper because they don't have a life and you decide to get one and you're going for their dream and they're not. You're playing big. They're playing small. You know the drill, right? Because if you choose to do that, hey, it's time to change the friend graph a little bit, okay? If you're not growing, you got to change up your friends. I mean, if I had friends, I'd be changing them up, but I don't have any. And I almost said, sadly, I don't have any, but here's the funny thing. When I spoke this past week in Vegas, I'm speaking in Orlando in a couple weeks, people get it. If you're an entrepreneur, especially an online entrepreneur, good luck trying to tell people what you do for a living. Hey, what do you do for a living? Well, that's it. Me, I just say I'm a speaker, trainer, seminar leader, and it always I say I'm a speaker. Oh yeah, you're like a motivational speaker. Yeah, we used to hire people like you, people like you. That's flattering, because had I would have said, hey, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a sales manager for a car dealer. Oh, I get that. I know people who do that. What do you do for a living? I'm appliance repair. You know, I drive a truck. I fix washers and dryers. Okay, yeah, cool. I get that. What do you do? I work in a bank. I'm a bank teller. Yeah, everybody gets that, and it's non-threatening. See, they get it. They don't have to ask any questions. I know what a bank teller is. I see you people all the time. There it is, you people. But if you're ever going to grow, you can't be sharing that message with individuals who don't get it. Okay? And so when I, and then this is here, so how did I gain confidence as a speaker? So just follow this along. I stopped sharing any kind of vision or dream or anything with people who weren't there to support me, who weren't there to encourage me. Give me feedback. That's cool. I love it. But I never shared it with the wrong audience. So conversely, how do you gain confidence? You go share it in front of an audience of people that are going to appreciate you, appreciate your message, appreciate where you're going. And that's if you happen to form any meetups, any mastermind groups, anything like that. Do it with people that are going to appreciate your efforts. Because when I started speaking in front of strangers, my message took off because they don't know me. They didn't have any preconceived notions about me, what I used to do, and all that good stuff. Had I continued to just speak in front of the same old group, same old crowd, same old people, had I continued to do that, I would have never been, heck, Vegas, please. I'd be doing stand-up at the local diner. I mean, come on, man. I would have never grown into, you know, who I am today. And I'm not even done growing. I haven't even scratched the surface, and you haven't either. But how do you gain confidence? You do the very thing that you don't want to do, which for me was getting up in front of a group of people and just sharing, I'd like to talk about every day, Saturday. Okay, I'm back. And then the next time, hey, my name's Sam Crowley. Good to be here. Very conservative. Fast forward about a year. Hello, Sam Crowley, international motivational speaker, changing lives worldwide. How are you, champion? See, it got to be repetition. It just became, I gained more and more and more and more confidence. And I started bringing the right people into my life, and the wrong people just made their way out of the side door. That's usually the way it works anyway. Once they realize you're into it. See, if I'd do the same thing if I were them. I would say, hey, are you convicted or not? I'm going to keep making fun of you and your dream or not paying any of you attention, not giving you any good feedback unless you can convince me that you're serious. And if you can convince me you're serious, then yeah, one of two things are going to happen. I'll be right there with you, cheering you on, or I'm going to make my way out the side door. But either way, that's going to benefit your career. So the challenge is on you. You want confidence? Go do the very thing that you need to do to gain that confidence. If that's speaking, podcasting, shooting video, whatever that is, whatever that represents in your life, maybe it's going and buying your first piece of real estate to get yourself going, anything like that, man. But you don't get confidence without repetition. It never happens. Never, not one time in the history of the world has anyone ever gained confidence by not first doing. So if you want that confidence, and if you want the negative people out of your life quickly, and you want to bring in some really positive, cool individuals into your life that are going to pump you up, then go do something. And then do it again. And keep doing it over and over and over and over and over. And man, let me tell you, your confidence meter is going to go off the chart. You're going to have so much confidence, they're going to be calling the cops saying, man, hey, this person's got way too much confidence. It's keeping me up at night. So go get yourself some. And the only way you're going to get it is to go do it. Are you with me? All right. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.